Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I throw this one at you?
Jeff, you could throw anything but a pie at me right now. That'd be good. And even a pie sounds good because I'm kind of hungry.
There are four quarterbacks on this football team right now.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, Bailey Zappi, and of course the rookies, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. How many of those four do you think are on this team next year?
One. Nope, two.
Wow, really?
Two, sorry. But there's a good chance it's one. If they let Watson go, then it's one.
Wow, really?
Yeah. How many rookies do you need? How many rookies do you need on the roster?
Well,
you only have two first-year players, or two players going in their sophomore season, essentially, and one freshman? Come on. It's not the recipe for winning in the NFL.
No, it's not. I personally would find it really surprising if next year, if this combination happens, if they drafted a quarterback and both Sanders and Gabriel were back next year. That just doesn't feel right. The Browns are back to work today, and obviously media day, you know, everybody's talking. Jerry Jeudy, Browns wide receiver, was in the locker room, and he was asked about what's going on right now. They're 2-6, and there's frustration. Is there frustration? What do you do? How do you handle it? Offense not playing well, blah, 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 blah. Keep going with that. Here's what Jerry had to say about all that.
How do you work through any frustration then when, you know, you're not in control 100% of what's happening?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating for sure, but, you know, I don't really just, you know, I got to focus on the next play. You can't hold that frustration in too long. You know, if it don't go the right way, I just think about, like, okay, it's going to come the next play. It don't come the next play, I'm thinking, like, okay, it's going to come the next game. You know, you kind of like trick your mind a little piece, kind of in the way, but, yeah.
That's Jerry Jeudy. He's
gotta, I give him credit for that.
He's got to trick himself, and yes, yeah. I'm frustrated. And boy, you know, it's almost relief to hear that, isn't it, Andy?
It's that you see a player from the outside, and you wonder what he's thinking, and you want to root for him because he's wearing a Browns uniform, yet you're frustrated because he's not giving you the offensive output you want as a fan, and yet he doesn't want it either. And to hear him say that, it was like, well, we were talking about with Jimmy Haslam before. If Haslam was the reason they made the Watson deal. If he comes out and says it was a giant mistake and that's why these guys are still here at the end of the season, I think we have respect for people that tell us truth and honesty. And I that makes me a Jerry Jeudy fan, what he just said there. I mean, look, it's been frustrating. We've rooted for him. We want to root for him again, and we want to turn around and go, man, look at this guy. He's clearly a number one. What a great move it was to bring him in. That's what we want to say, inherently, but you know, you come back here, yeah, we are. Nobody can catch the ball. Jerry Jeudy's not a one. It's where we live. We live in that world.
I love that voice. He's clearly, you know, a competent NFL wide receiver. I don't need to hear him say he's frustrated. I can only imagine that he is.
And it's okay. I'm okay with that. It's real. It's very real.
Yeah, well, it definitely is. Now, can they get him the football? Can he catch it? He's obviously had some issues with that. Can he catch it and do something with it? Again, I go back to what Daryl said. Chris Rowe said it. We've said it. They're playing the Jets this week. Jets are 1-7. Jets just traded their two best defensive players. If your offense is ever going to do anything,
this is the week.
There it is.
Yeah.
The trade deadline was here. And it's gone, and David Njoku is still here.
Good. He's here. He's your leading receiver.
David's a good football player. There's no question David's a good football player. You know, is David going to be here long term? Who knows? His name was thrown out in trade rumors and everything else, but he's here. And he spoke with the media about that.
I'm in Cleveland, baby. I'm not going nowhere. I ain't leaving.
So it's still the last year of your contract. You're hoping that
I'm not leaving.
Ever?
Ever.
So you don't want to leave.
Jesus Christ. No.
Do you think you can work something out that you're here beyond this year?
I hope so, yeah.
Do you know if extension talks started at all or not?
I can't say. I'm so happy, man. I don't know how to put it. I'm so happy. For real, I'm serious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did they ever tell you before?
If you ask me about the happy one more time, I'm going to lose my...
That's not what I'm asking.
All right,
did they tell you before or like leading up to?
I found out the same way you found out at 4 p.m. yesterday. I'm here. Okay. Okay?
Nah, y'all doing it.
David, are you happy?
I'm happy as hell.
Andy?
How do you not like David and Joker?
They are 2-6. Their offense stinks. And David appears to be happy to be here.
I'm down with it.
Good for him. Now, see... Andy, you yell at me sometimes.
Yes.
Because I say, maybe a guy wants to be here or wants to be somewhere. It's not necessarily about winning. I must go somewhere to win. I appreciate a guy who says, I like it here and I want to help this situation. Thank you, David. Thank you very much. Honestly, isn't that great to hear?
Jeff, by the time, maybe 3 weeks from now, hopefully, he will become the Browns' 10th all-time leading receiver for yards. Think about that. He's sitting at 4,029 right now. And Milt Morin's at 4,208.
Milt Morin.
That would take him to 10. He's got to pass Brian Brennan.
Brian of Massachusetts.
Good man, Brian Brennan.
Brian Brennan.
Big fan. Spent some time. I was on the team with him. It was me, Bernie, Brian, and Sam Rosen.
I was on the team with Brian. We did Browns postgame shows together.
There you go. Good for you.
So there you go.
All right.
But that doesn't matter right now because David Njoku just said, what did he say, Jax? He
said, I'm happy. I want to stay here.
Huh. He's the most optimistic guy in this town right now.
He did. He really said that?
I believe so.
I'm in Cleveland, baby. I'm not going nowhere. I ain't leaving.
Okay.
It's the best line I've heard since Hugh Jackson's here, baby. He was so excited. I was excited for you when he walked in the door. He was the hot candidate.
Yeah, he sure was.
That's that same energy. Look, if you're
David, are you okay with David?
Yes. Right. Why would I want our top receiver to go away?
You often say, you know, it's about winning. Who cares if you're happy somewhere? Got to go win.
Nope, no, it's David, about getting paid.
David wants to be here.
Yeah. And
wants to be here and beyond. He also continued. He said he wasn't going anywhere. Ever. Well, now,
money, as long as they keep giving him contracts.
Money's going to talk, and the Browns have to give him the money he wants, and if he can't get it here, he might be able to get it elsewhere, but he doesn't want to go anywhere. I appreciate that.
I'm not going to lie. There was a point of the week, earlier this week, where I could envision David Njoku wearing a Packers uniform and picking up a ring at the end of the season.
Well,
so I'm good with what he said today.
They lost Tyler Kraft, but Luke Musgrave's going to step up there and be the guy, supposedly. So we'll see.
You tell me you don't want David Njoku? Who's on the verge of becoming a top 10 all-time receiver for the franchise?
He is one of the few players on the offense who you think can actually produce at the NFL level, skill position-wise, on a consistent basis. Quinshon Judkins and David, and then Harold Fannin, who's a young guy coming along. And then you hope Jerry Jeudy.
Jeff, he is the top receiver of this era. Look, every name is...
Well, you know why? He's been here.
Yeah.
That's
17
that's
to
why.
25. Yes. Yeah,
so. He's been here.
He is the leading receiver post 99. Kevin Johnson just passed Kevin. Well, he passed Kevin Johnson a long ago.
What do you think his comments that we just heard What do you think that'll mean in the locker room? Because you can be sure that other guys are going to hear what he said. And you can be sure that he might even be saying that to other guys.
Bring it on. But I want guys that can play. He can play. We know how many guys can play. And he's got a young tight end in Harold Fannin that should be looking up to him saying, you know what, I hope that I can put as many years in as this guy is and have that attitude.
Nothing wrong with
so
having
that's good.
Two really competent tight ends.
Especially in Kevin Stefanski's offense.
And the Browns have those, and that's great to hear. What did David say, Andy, again?
I think he was happy to be here.
Was he happy to be here?
I'm in Cleveland, baby. I'm not going nowhere. I ain't leaving.
There it is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.